we present My Music. A new musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the two teams is your chairman, Steve Race.
Hello, here's another My Music with David Franklin and Frank Muir challenging Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. First round and some orchestral music. One mark for the name of the piece, an extra mark for the name of the composer. First for David Franklin. The name, not Cha-Cha, but...
Frank said very helpfully, I'm very grateful to you because I might have missed it. He said it was a waltz.
Not just a pretty beard, you know.
I wouldn't regard that as being orchestral music at all.
What did you think it was played by, then?
Well, it's played by an orchestra.
Yes.
It's played by an orchestra, but it's a lead-in to the waltz.
Yes, he knows. He knows he's playing with me. He knows.
Yes, indeed I am. It's by Faust, by a composer that Frank insists upon referring to as Gurnow.
Waiting for Gurnow. The title of it.
But you and I know it's pronounced
Gurnow.
Thank you very much for your two marks. Yes. Comes from the waltz from Faust by Gounod. And some music for Dennis Norden. Lovely tune, Dennis.
Isn't
you know
it
what it is?
Lovely, yeah. I don't know. Is it Trigreek, whispers Ian Wallace? I hope, helpfully.
Yes, you'll get a mark for that.
I shall stick.
Yeah. All right. Ian, do you know the rest of it, just for interest? He's got a mark. Do you know what it was?
No.
No, it's Morning or Morning Mood from the incidental music of Peer Gynt by Grieg. One mark, anyway, there. And Ian, your turn.
You come here
off. Yeah,
I think that's the composer that one of our opposing team usually refers to as Chai.
Yes.
Kopsky.
Yes.
I would say this is where I come into serious trouble, because I come up with three different possibilities and have to look at Steve Race's face to this poker face to
yes,
decide
poker
which
face
one of it
is right. Go on, yeah.
I would say it was Sleeping Beauty.
It is. I was so busy being poker faced I forgot to reply. Yes, it's the waltz from the. Well, you didn't say it was a waltz, did you?
No, somebody... I did. I said, do you come here often? Which indicated I was in the Palais de Danse.
It was from the
Not
Sleeping Beauty.
Not that played there anyway.
Yes, Tchaikovsky. Two marks there, and music for Frank Miller.
Well... Either the phone went in the middle of the recording.
I should stall for time if I were you.
What was that?
Faintest idea.
Was that intentional?
I think it might have been. Yes. Oh, I thought David's remark was intentional too.
What did you say?
I don't listen. Stall for time.
Well, never mind.
Stall for time.
It's a coup, I suppose.
No, you don't know. It's much more difficult than what it is. It's who it's by, as a matter of fact.
Will you tell us what it is?
You don't know. All right, I will do that. If you can get your second mark for that. It's the Toy Symphony.
Haydn.
No. That's the whole point. Arranged by Michael Haydn, younger brother of the more famous Haydn, from Leopold Mozart's Cassation in G major. So between Haydn's younger brother and Mozart's papa, you get no marks, I'm afraid, for that.
I didn't understand.
But you could get one mark for falling straight into the trap. No, no marks, I think, for that. No, we move on to the second round. A round of... A round of questions about musical instruments. For two marks, David Franklin, what kind of instrument is the Glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel is a percussion instrument, uh-huh, which, always to my astonishment, seems to be carried in German military bands. Carried in front of it, it's roughly heart-shaped. It's got strips of metal like a xylophone, and it is banged with hammers. It can also be of a different shape. It can also...
Non-harp-shaped.
It can also be played as a sort of keyboard instrument.
Yes, it could be any sort of shape according to where the marks lie, couldn't it?
What sort of shape would you like?
Come on, what do you want? I don't really want the shape at all. It would be nice if you'd said what I have on the card, which says, literally translated, Glockenspiel means bell play. A set of steel plates played like a dulcimer. Let's not have all that again. With two small hammers and producing a light bell-like sound. The thing you mentioned being carried in front of bands makes me think you had in mind the Jingling Johnnies, they call them. It's rather nice. Anyway, you're quite right. Well, Glockenspiel.
Don't even go up there. What do you mean the Jingling Johnnies?
Oh, people with military band interests will know what I mean by that.
Oh, no doubt.
We have no military band interests.
No.
Very suspect remark.
Add two marks anyway, and Dennis Norton, what is or was a nun's fiddle?
This is one of those positions where the answer can never be as extraordinary as the question. I would say, if I merely sort of put this question out of the blue, somebody say, what is a nun's fiddle? I would describe it as getting a free entrance into the Sound of Music by pretending to be one of the chorus. But quite frankly, I shy away from any other kind of explanation.
Of course, you realise how dull the answer's going to be, don't you?
Get it over.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you a mark for that Sound of Music bit out of the two. Nun's fiddle was another name for the tromba marina, the one-string fiddle 5 to 6 feet long, nicknamed the nun's fiddle because of its popularity in convent chapels as an accompaniment to the devotions of nuns. We move on to Ian Wallace. Ian, what did the McCrimmons of Skye have in common with the MacArthurs of Mull? Apart from an affection for islands, presumably.
Well, these are musical instruments, aren't they?
Yes, that's right.
The bagpipes, perhaps?
Yes, very good. Yes. Very good. Both clans had famous colleges for pipers.
That's the Laird's fiddle.
Two marks to you. Frank Muir, your turn. If you felt like doing some purfling, where would you go to do it?
Purfling? Well, I presume you'd do it in private. Is it anything to do with wind instruments?
No.
Is it an onomatopoeic term?
No.
Is it of this nation?
Yes. Yes or no, as the case may be. Yes. Go on,
Herfling.
Who's asking the questions right here, anyway? I think I have to call a halt, don't I, at this point?
Well, my
original question is, where would you go to do it? And the answer is a viol or lute factory. It's the inlaid border of wood or bone along the edges of the belly or back of such instruments as the violin, guitar, mandolin, designed to prevent chipping and cracking.
I'm
going to give you one mark, because nobody knows that. So I'll give you one mark for it. Okay?
A view from the bridge.
And at the moment, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden lead by one mark. We move on to another round. Now, from the sounds you're going to hear, can you identify the artists, or if you prefer it, artistes, concerned? For two marks, David. Now, is rather your line, isn't it?
Yes. If the recording had been older, one might have said Chaliapin, but it isn't. But it is, I think I've sung with this man at Covent Garden in this very opera. And it's a Romanian. Know his first name, Boris, and if I only keep on long enough, his second name will come.
Carlos.
Christoph. Boris Christoph.
I enjoyed that. It was Chaliapin, actually, singing.
I think our question master is sadistic. We should call it the inhuman race.
Well, no. David, I'm going to give you half a mark for getting the first name right, Boris, and another half mark for having sung with Boris Christoph. I think that's worth half a mark any time. So you get a mark for that.
Another half a mark? Because I once wore at Covent Garden a costume which had the name Chaliapin inside.
No, I can't face that many letters from listeners, but you can have the one mark.
Yeah.
We move on to another fine piece of singing for Dennis Norton to identify.
Hello, sweet William. Yes, he's my boy. And I'm his little
daughter. He's every story. This is one of these young ladies who came up into show business so fast they didn't quite have time to acquire a surname. And it's right. Either Lou... No, it isn't Lou. Not Lulu. It's Millie.
Millie, yes, that's right. Millie for two marks. She was singing Sweet William, you're right. Ian Wallace, we have for you two-fifths of a famous quintet. Let that one run on rather a long time, because it takes a long time for Dennis to write down those names.
Well, I happen to know
yes.
them.
Yes.
Good, yes.
He's been helping me all the way today, but last time out on my own, Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt.
Yes, two-fifths of...
The hot club of either Paris.
Yes,
France, or France, France or Paris.
France. Yes, you've been in dead trouble if I'd asked for the names of the other three. Yes, you're absolutely right. Stefan Grappelli.
I'm not saying anything.
Django Reinhardt.
Django's
yes.
brother was one.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, I could give you the others, but we won't go into it. No, no, you have your time cut out, Frank, in identifying the one for which you may get two marks. Here it is.
Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, Mary went, Mary went. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure.
Thank you.
It's about Charles Lamb and his sister Mary. It's sung, I think, by Vera Lynn.
That's from the letters of Lynn. Yes, Vera Lynn is correct for two marks. And we move on to another round. For this round, we have records of what is known in the profession as mood music. In which the composer has tried to convey a dramatic setting or situation and has given his piece an appropriate title. For instance, there's a well-known piece of mood music called The Dark Stairway, and there's another one called Wagons Roll. I'm sure you get the idea. Well, see how near you can get to the composer's mood and even the composer's original title. For three marks, what would you call this, David?
Forgotten which button he has to push to get back into the Earth's atmosphere. And he goes on flying round and round the world in space. It's terribly upsetting.
For a title?
Infinite Space.
That's, if anything, better than the original one, I think. You get your three marks. It's called Space Call. Yes, three marks. Now, Now, Dennis, here's some mood music for you.
As they leave the machines, they are laden into huge lorries and thence to the breakfast tables of millions. It's a kind of industrial music of some kind of process. I would call it work to rule in a beer tin factory.
You get 3 marks. The composer called it rotation machines. Very good. Still on the mood music, and 1 for Ian.
Coming out from the cottages where they have been weaving rugs in the same way that they have done for the last 300 years, we find the merry traditional dancers pirouetting round the maypole in the village square, which they have been doing for the tourists every Saturday afternoon, right through from May till the 24th of October.
Charlie, long title, isn't it?
Blues.
I would say... country dance.
Yes, I would give you 2. There's a 3rd mark to be got, I think, by finding a place for this, because the composer, I'm assured, thought that he'd involved in this somehow a nation, a tinge of something or other, a place.
Well, I would say it was probably Ireland.
Yes, there's your 3rd mark. It's called The Little People. Title I was rather proud of at the time.
Well, that's one of yours.
Sorry.
One piece of music, I thought.
Yeah, terrible bit. Only that one was mine. Frank, here's one for you.
Old Mrs. Peggotty's cottage was let at last.
No marks.
And the whole village was fascinated to see who was the new tenant. The young doctor stopped his small saloon car to see. The door opened slowly, and out came this in a mini skirt to the armpits. Hair hanging down either side in a V, so that her white face was like a segment of cheese. I would call it Dolly Girl. I would.
Well, I must say that's marvellous. The composer called it Sex Kitten.
Old fashioned.
Prima. Now a round of miscellaneous musical knowledge for 2 marks. David Franklin, or rather for 0.5 mark each in your case, can you please name the 4 operas in The Ring Cycle, Wagner's Ring Cycle, and in performing order, please? Wagner's
Ring. Yes, and sing them through.
Just the theme song from each one.
If you'll send out for your meals, we will start with Das Rheingold.
Yes.
And secondly, Die Walküre.
Yes, he's going to know this one.
And
yes.
Thirdly, Siegfried.
Yes.
And finally, Goethe Dämmerung.
Yes, to name but a few. You're absolutely one. Right. Yes. 0.5 mark each, totaling 2. Couldn't be better. Dennis, can you name the composer who wrote a new marching song in the First World War because his mother told him that Tipperary was becoming tiresome through constant repetition? This is a true story.
Was his mother a singing teacher?
I'm not going to fall for any clues like that. I'm just going to explain.
Well, I think it was Ivan Novello.
Yes.
And it was Keep the Home Fires Burning.
Yes.
His mother's name was Clara.
That's right. And absolutely right. Interesting story, rather. Yes, 2 marks.
Well, she would have been Dame Clara, but...
Anybody want to cap that? No. Right, on we go. Ian, for the film Tom Jones, the music was written by John Addison. Who wrote the music for the stage version, and when was it first produced? Tom Jones.
Well, it was the music was written by Edward German.
Mm-hmm.
When it was first produced.
I'll take it within 5 years or so, either way.
I think you'll have to. I would have said somewhere in the region of 1906.
You're 1 year out, 1907. Well, very good. Yes. Very good. Tom Jones by Sir Edward German. 2 marks for you. Frank Muir, can you name 2 composers who wrote pastoral symphonies? Not the audience, please, Frank Muir.
Beethoven.
Yes.
And Louis Pasteur.
What?
Handel.
Uh-huh. Beethoven, then, in his symphony number...
The Pastoral Symphony.
Yes.
Number...
Do you know the number?
I'm not going to pry and probe into the order he wrote them.
No, number 6.
A lovely symphony.
But I do... Handel in...
Tuneful. What? Tuneful music.
Handel in
what? If
David can write it down.
Handel in the Messiah.
Yes, Handel in the Messiah. 2 marks for that. You could have said perhaps Bach in Christmas Oratorio. There are others, I'm sure.
I couldn't, you know. I couldn't.
2 marks, anyway. Now for the dreaded singing bit. On the Mellotron, Graham Daly is going to play some popular old songs. 3 marks for the way our contestants carry on those popular old songs. Our popular old contestants have a go here at singing. First of all, David Franklin.
I am growing old. Silver threads amongst the gold.
Is that enough? Well, it's the same bit again. I was hoping you might continue it. I think it's good, though. It goes on, shine upon my brow each day, life is fading fast away. And they say lyrics aren't as good as they used to be. I think for that I'm going to ask the audience, 2 or 3 for that?
3. Thank you.
Yes, I just want to see if they're still awake. You know, yes, 3 marks for that. And some continuing song from now, I hope, from Dennis Norden. With the words.
Oh, yes. All right. I know the middle age of this.
Oh, yes.
Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? Every little kiss brings you so much bliss. No. Every little kiss does you so much good. No. You're so full of bliss. You just feel like touching wood.
Knocking wood.
When there's somebody who feels the way that you do.
That's a new
ain't bit. That a grand and glorious feeling? Boop, boopy, doop.
You just... Great. You wrote a new couplet there, which is really better than anything I have. There's a bit about when you naturally guess that she's going to say yes. Naturally is the N-A-C-H-E-R-L-Y, you know, 18th century writer, yeah. Naturally. Well, you get 3 marks, I think. Should we give him 3.5 for getting the middle bit? Yeah. I really don't care. It's 3.5, though, all right? 3.5.
Fragile voice. It's almost lovable.
My mother thinks it's sweetly pretty. It's a whispering baritone.
We have now, so I have some more robust singing from Ian Wallace.
Ramona! Tell me about the mission bells,
yeah.
But I can't go.
No.
And something in your hair. Ramona! He loved her anyway. We had a 78 record off it when I was a child, and it was one of those that did a bit that went, Ramona, I hear the mission.
Right, that was Ian Wallace played with a loud needle, wasn't it?
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. 3 marks for that. 3 marks for that. And now a song from and for Frank Miller.
This is a sad song.
Yes,
it's a song of farewell. It goes, my memory serves me ill. Goodbye, goodbye. Wipe a tear, baby dear, from your eye. Although it's hard to part, I know I'll be ever so glad to go. Goodbye, don't sigh, and there's a silver lining to the sky. Bonsoir, old dear thing, cheerio, chin chin, na poo, tinky boo, goodbye.
You did get your tinky poos mixed up with your toodaloos, but you get the 3 marks because you got nah poo, so basically it's all right. Very good. How are we doing with the score, Val? Ah, yes. The final result is a draw. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music with David Franklin, Dennis Norden, Frank Muir, and Ian Watts. The chairman was Steve Race. At the Mellotron was Graham Danny. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Tony Schreier.